Okay,
Wins
we good to
both.
go.
Can't see
Baruch
both.
Lepchik, yeah, Baruch comes in love. Baruch
comes to Ish.
Baruch comes to Ish, yeah, comes to the fire. Okay, fine. So Baruch just disappeared. So let's just do that. Okay, fine. So we yesterday we were in the middle of looking at examples, real life examples of this Gemara we saw in the Yerushalmi, where Gavri Yoda Shel Moshe, where Moshe Rabbeinu was kviyochol over to overwhelm Hashem and take the Torah back when Hashem was, so to speak, trying to take the Torah away. And we saw examples of that. He brought the example from his mother about how they kept Shabbos, the enormous ozus of the Jew to stick to keeping the Torah and doing mitzvahs even in the most impossible situations as a kiyum of this Gavri Yoda Shel Moshe. We saw the Loshon of the Chavis Levavos. No matter what you do to me, into Sofenu Ba'esh, Lo Yisiv Kim Av, V'Simcha Boch. We brought the Maisa from a Weiss Mandel Zatzal with the Yid, with the chickens. Please feed my chickens. Kilo Hashem telling him, you can't do mitzvahs now. I'm not telling you to do any mitzvahs. You know, Gavri Yoda Shel Moshe. He went and he came and came the mitzvah of Tzar Ba'al Chaim. We'll see another Moedik illustration of this. Yeah, and of course there's many, 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 many millions of untold stories, told stories, libraries full of stories where you see this koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu instilled in us, Gavri Yoda Shel Moshe, even against the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel. And that's Ishtei Kegufei. That's the koyach of Bechira Chofshi, which is a cum of the relationship we have with Hashem as a spouse. Some daf pay base. Begetos Yeropa, Hakhusha Beya Nazim, Hukme Machtereshul Bnei Yeshiva, Shem Yesadia Etzir B'Shem Atisiyahu. In the ghetto in Europe, there was a group, an underground group of Bnei Yeshiva that got together, organized themselves together under their leader. His name was Matisyahu. Kunoilad Mishpacha Viennis Mitbolelot. He was a Baal Tshuva. He was born to a Viennese assimilated family. 15, he became a Baal Tshuva, serious, proper Baal Tshuva. Lemarot, his Nagduso, Ha'ozer Shel Aviv, despite his father's very strong objections. Behemshech Hazman, Ozov Matisyahu is Beisam V'Ovel LePolin. He left his home in Vienna. He came to Poland. Sham Nichnas Lilmoid V'Yeshiva Alor V'Salah B'Limud HaTorah. He went into yeshiva and he grew and he steiged in Torah. Kashi ishtol shal gemeni on Poland. When the Germans conquered Poland, kines metisiyahu sanoshev omalim. He gathered a group around him and he said to them, gzeirus erganim lagalechas azagin vapayas lechal shabbos gzeirus shmadhe. These gzeirus of the Germans that we have to cut our payas and our beards, we have to mechal shabbos, etc. These are gzeirus shmad. Lo nichne lidirushoseim. We're not going to listen to their requests. Nered lemachteres, we're going to go down into a bunker somewhere. Nishmo lazokan v'apayos, we're going to keep our payos in our beard. V'nishmo Shabbos v'nil matayre kol od ruach chaim v'apayinu. We'll carry on living like from Yidden as long as we still can breathe. Na'atish es chayenu l'davoides Hashem ad l'rega aroch achron. We're gonna be mekadosh our lives to Hashem, to avoid us Hashem, calls man that we can till the last moment. Bnei achaburos shenoisu la'acha bein achurvus shenoisu la'acha chuban agetoy. It's unbelievable that they found this. I mean, this is an unbelievable, miraculous event. In one of the ruins of the ghetto, they found there a diary of one of these yidden, one of these matisyahniks. Me'ashidin amachrenim shel matisivoksim. This group of Matisyahniks, one of his chabura, one of his talmidim, they found a diary, unbelievable. Eh? he's writing his diary. Can you imagine? These are the last moments of this guy's life. He has the presence of mind. He's writing a diary in the bunker. And he says that he's the last one of the group left in the bunker. He's in his last legs. He's dying from hunger, from terrible yusurim. He knows that within a very short time, his tour of duty in this world is going to come to an end. They used to burn, the Nazis used to burn the houses, and then that's how they used to flush out the people from the bunkers. And the fire was getting closer and closer to where he was. There was no escape. So he had the following dilemma, and he writes this in his diary that was found after the war. This is a dilemma. Should he just jump into the fire? Anyway, it's coming. He's not gonna survive here. He knows that. End it now. He'll save himself unnecessary, untold sufferings. He's not sure whether he should do this or not. Maybe he has to carry on living lefi d'rotzon Hashem, and wait until the fire comes and takes him. He doesn't know what to do. This is a dilemma that he's having in the last moments of his life, and he's writing this in his diary. Lo yedem alasot. Tochterei kesivas advarim niska atzir besipu meroisov v'teloisov shel echad yudim bezman inquisitzia besfad. And he writes there suddenly in the middle of this whole dilemma. He was writing his diary for. I mean, for us, but he knew that. Anyway, so he remembers a story. So this story we know about because he wrote it in his diary, and they find his diary in the ghetto after the war. How we know this story from the Inquisition, I don't know. But Nidmeli, it's from the Chofetz Chaim. Nidmeli, the makor of this Meiser, I think it's from the Chofetz Chaim. I think so. And I don't know why I think that, but okay, I have to check it up. But anyway, so if you need a makor for it, it's in Pirkei Machshava Imunin Betocher. Rav Taub is now the source of it. but I need Meli. This is a Chofetz Chaim said at a hespit for his son when it was Nifter. Anyway, this is a story within a story. So now we leave Germany and we flush across to Spain. Another difficult time in the history of Klal Yisrael, and it goes like this: Hanusim besvat shomru b'sei says Yudosam bo'et she klapei chutz heim amidu ponim ki'ilu heim chaim kenoitzrim. You know that the Jews lived in Spain. To the outside world, they showed themselves as being good Christians, but really, at home, inside, they were gavri yodosh moishe. They were keeping the Torah in the most impossibly difficult situations. Obviously, there was a big sakonin doing that. Whoever was caught doing that, and they had spies out there, and unbelievable marechet of the secret police, the church had there trying to trap people that were keeping mitzvahs. And of course, they knew when it was Pesach. They knew it was this. They used to watch people when they would buy more wheat, they would buy more vegetables. This, they knew Yom Tovim were coming. They would follow these people, they would track them, they would bribe the servants to say over there. It was very hard. There was a very big sakana. So one of the very muchubadas, very important families in Spain, they were able to keep the Yiddishkeit. Achin is galta al yedei Inquisition. But they got caught, they got found. Somebody that knew them well, that was that inside information, came and warned them that the government's about to catch you. The last minute, they were able to borech and run away. The mamash couldn't take anything with them. Like homeless. They had nothing. They went from one place to the next, from one place to the next. They arrived in a refugee camp in Morocco. Obviously, refugee camps are not well known for their hygiene. There's disease. There's a terrible, terrible. There was a machala there that was killing people. A terrible, terrible matzav they were in. Remember, these people were living like nobles. They were a very muchubad, very chosh of a wealthy family in Spain. And pitom they're in a refugee camp in Morocco. As it cholalu magayfa b'machane. A magefa broke out, a plague broke out in the refugee camp. A magefa pilu cholerim rabim meod al yamino small. People started dying everywhere. Rachmana letzlam. Ve'echad abokrim lo yis oirim mishanos e'echad meyildeim. One morning, one of his children didn't wake up. Lo avazman rav, kol hayildim meisu b'mageifa. All his children died. Ha'irim ishtodlu litchazek u'lashlim im gorolom. The family tried to machazek themselves and makabel what was happening to them. Ulam basov meisu gam ha'em b'mageifa. In the end, the mother also died. So he has this man alone in the world, having gone very quickly from being a very important, wealthy nobleman to being childless, wifeless, all alone in the middle of a Moroccan refugee camp with a magaifa flying around. Noso aves einav l'shamayim v'omo. He turned his eyes to Shemayim and he said, Ribbono shel olam, yedua ani shekol haloy she'ovru alav hayi nisayon. I know that everything that I've been through these last few months, whatever, is a nisayon. You're testing me to see whether I'll stop loving you, I'll stop being loyal to you, I'll stop having imune in you. Up to now, you haven't been able to break me. You haven't been able to get me to stop loving you and having imune in you. What have you left to take from me? You've taken everything from me. You took all my possessions, my wife, my children, anything. I have nothing left for you to take from me. But what can you take from me? Shnei dvorim. Neutrally, arishon elohim chai. The two things that are left to me are my life. V'sheni hi emunos chiboch. That's my emuna in you. Those are the two things I have left. The fact that I'm breathing, that I'm alive, and the emuna that I have in you. Im reitzatali tulis chai harei heim nusunin locho. If you want to take my life, I can't do anything about that. That's given over to you. I'm not me. I don't own me. You're the boss. So you want to take my life? Gesundheit, go. Ulam imreitzi atali tul mimenes imunosi boch ve'savosi lecho. But if you want to take away my money and you and the love I have for you, it's elu lo tuchel lekachim mimeni that you can't take from me. Those aren't yours. Those are mine, and I'm not giving them to you. Afti alecha hi sheli. But actually, the love I have for you is mine and only mine, and you're not touching that. You can't take that away from me. That's the facet of the Tzelem Elokim that we have. The same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel. V'nekudazu gama yudihu Kol Yochel. Hu kiv'yochel afilu Kol Yochel keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gavri yodo shel Moshe. Against who? Against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the koyach of Bechira. That's the dimension, the manifestation, the expression of Ishtoi Kegufo in the relationship of Reyosi. So these words, this story from the Inquisition, okay, now we're back in the bunker in Germany. We'll leave Spain and go back to Germany. So these words, this story, this kid in the bunker remembers. This is what he writes in his diary, quote, when I remembered this story, I'm busy thinking now, these last moments. Should I jump into the fire or not? Should I shorten my life, end the suffering? Anyway, I'm going to die. These moments that I have, these are the most important moments I've ever had in my life. But regoim elu yesh li milchoma. These moments of my life is I have a milchoma here. Kiviyochel. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's writing this. I have a milchoma here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bekoichi lenatzeich osoy. And I have the ability to win. Govre Yerushal Moshe. But regoim elu nitenes li izdamnut lochiach. Ave muchletes v'dveikes gemuru HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These last few moments of my life, I have an ability to show once and for all and to prove the love that I have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mukhletes v'gemura. Ava shemeroilem lo zachiti lo. I've never been able to reach such a level. But now I have the opportunity. At that last moment, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's writing this in his diary. Kashe evse kol tikva. When all hope is lost, and there's no purpose, there's no reason to carry on living. I know that everything I've been through, it's a nisoyin and a test. If I'll carry on loving you, I'm namshich litzeis b'toyroscho v'mitzvaisechem. I'm going to still yearn and desire your Torah and mitzvahs. Nilchemes bonu, nilcham to be, ulam lo shabati oti. You're fighting a war against me, Hashem, good, but you won't break me. V'korav ta'achaz bi ha'esh v'ticholo oti. The fires are getting close, and any minute I'm going to be burnt alive. Ulam ani lo arutz v'etpachas l'mavos. I'm not going to jump into the fire and end it and stop my suffering. Oysen shos furish and atatili, these few moments that I have left that you've given me, a kein yesh dem tachlis, they have a big purpose. Tachlisan leochiach lecha shegam ima chaim shenatatili hoifchim leyois chaim shel yusura toifes. Even if these last moments of my life turn into be a life of undescribable yusurim and suffering, lamarot kol zois heima oitze ayakash yesh bedeinu. Despite all that, this is an unbelievable treasure. This is the most precious treasure that I ever had in my hands. With these moments, what's going on in my life at the moment, I can prove to you you can never stop Klal Yisrael from loving you. You can't stop me loving you no matter what you do. You can take our lives, but you can't take the love we have for you. The last words that he writes in his diary, spine-chilling, they say. The last few moments of my life, I'll till the end, I'm going to carry on fighting against you. I'm going to carry on holding on to the love that I have for you. Gavra Yodos for Moshe. Going on today in everyone's life. Unbelievable. Meisah, this. By the way, when's he getting his reward for this? So have a look in the Kli Yaakov, this week's Pasha, there by Esav, where he speaks with Esav and Yaakov, where he shows you the difference between an Esav and a Yaakov. He says it must be that the reward, there has to be an Olam Haba, because the greatest moments in a person's life are usually just before he dies. What's a 13-year-old doing with his life? Not that much. 20-year-old, 30-year-old. The person's growing and growing. He's giving more and more and more. When a person's on his last legs, the Bnei Yisroscha, the way he died, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the way he died, the last moments of their lives were spent caring about other people. When's he getting the reward for that? When's this kid getting the reward for this moment? You can't give it to him in this world because he's not in this world anymore to get it. So it's a raya that Kliyoka says that there must be an Olam Haba. Anyway, it's just an aside. The Shekhinah Kadosh gets up in a matzav like this and says, you beat me, you're right, you won. You won. Like Akash Bochu says to Moshe, Yosha Koyach. Yeah? Got a question? I don't know. First of all, why did he write it down? And how did he manage to write it down? Where did he find the presence of mind to write it down? Don't know. That's a side bother. You're right. Interesting. How did they find this thing after the whole bunker was stuffed and burnt, whatever? Rav Talbertinus, this was a true story, and the diary was found and whatever, and it may even be in Yad Vashem. I don't know. Yeah. But if it's yeah, it's yeah. Something to learn from it? Whoa, okay. Okay. If you got that, you're in good shape. Once again, I'm not interested in why he wrote it down, because I'll never know that. When we have Tchis HaMaisim, you'll ask him. Well, how did he find the presence of mind to write it down? And then also, how do we know about the story in Spain? That I don't know. That bothers me because he was alone, unless he was a chassid. You know, Hasidic Shemaisim always about something that happened to someone who was alone and the whole world found out about it. You know, the Hasidic Shemaisim usually when someone was alone in the forest, whatever, and then this whole mess happened, whatever, and then he died off there. How do we know their stories? So maybe this guy was a Hasid, the guy in Spain. Ich weiß nicht. I don't know if there were Hasidim in Spain. I'm being facetious. No, but I'm just saying, so how we know the story, but and it mainly the Chofetz Chaim said over this mess. Anyway, this is a. Oh, maybe then, yeah, but what? He went and bragged about what a great guy he was. He went and told everybody that he told Hashem. Ich weiß nicht, I'm saying, I don't know. Listen, you know. you know, who is it that used to say, this is not a Pesach Kron story, you know what I'm saying? So Pesach Kron, we can understand. He went and he spoke to the guy and his guy's brother and his mother and his father, and he went and he researched, and it took him 20 years before he sold the story. But I don't know. I don't know. I rely on Rav Tauber. Rav Tauber wouldn't have published something that he wasn't sure was Mechuz Emes. Even Phil was a Holocaust survivor. I'm sure he had access to archives and whatever. I don't know. I can give you your son's phone number. You can phone him and ask him. And I don't know. Sipurim Eile Vo'ed Rabbi Macherim. You don't need enough the story. The most unbelievable Holocaust story is in Yossi Wallis has got a book called what's it called? Amazing or something. The first volume. From Erechin, the guy from Erechin, Rabbi Yossi Wallis. Yeah, he has a book. What? He wrote a book called, I think it's, what's it called? Anybody know what it's called? Amazing or something. No, it's whatever. Anyway, so there he's got a story about his grandfather. Incredible. Anybody on Zoom knows what that book's called? Anyway, he's just brought out volume 2, whatever. Anyway, amazing stories about his last story. He was incredible. Incredible. Yeah, amazing, incredible. Okay. Yossi Wallis, the guy that started, there's a famous story about he was standing in the takeaway store waiting to take away at a pig store in Tel Aviv. He was waiting to take away chaza. In a takeaway store that sold chaza, he was standing in line. His wife on the way home from work, his wife said, pick us some takeaways. And while he was standing there, he said, 1 second, I'm standing in line to buy chaza. And my grandfather in the Holocaust, his grandfather was in one of the camps. There's another story here. We can bring it in as well. It's Mamash Nogaya. His grandfather was in one of the camps, and on the last day of the camp, before they were redeemed, the Nazis gathered everybody together, and they said, you see that dust on the horizon there? That's Russian tanks about to come and capture us, and we're running away and leaving here, and you're about to be redeemed. And they took Yossi Wallis' grandfather, and they brought him to it, and they said, if you eat this piece of chaza now, in 2 hours you'll be redeemed and you're free, but if not, we're going to kill you here. So they didn't eat the chaza, and they killed him. They shot him on the spot.
Wait, Rav. Wouldn't that be a halachically mutter thing? Because you're
not discussing halach. I'm telling a story. Don't ask me. Don't drain my copy. Don't. I'm in the middle of telling a story. You can ask him the halachic stories. I don't know. I'm not going into halacha now. I'm telling a story. Oh, there it is. Incredible. Thank you, Rav David. Anybody can see. You want to look on Zoom? You can see he's holding up the incredible. I don't know about that. Don't ask me halacha shmach. I'm telling a story now. Don't ask kashas on my stories. It's not my story. There's a well-known story. Yossi Wallis told the story. Whether he was allowed to, he wasn't allowed to. He should have. He shouldn't have. So they shot him. So he has Yossi Wallis standing in Tel Aviv on a hot summer's night, in line to get chaza shawarma or whatever. Yeah, and he suddenly says to himself, 1 second. My grandfather died rather than eat a piece of this chaza, and I'm standing in line to pay to buy it. One of us is meshuga. One of us is not normal. And until I find out which one that is, I can't carry on with my life. And then he became a Baal Tshuva, and he eventually started Arachin with Rav Schneberdig, whatever. And today he's Rav Wallis, he's a famous guy, whatever. He had another grandfather who was also in the camps. Unbelievable story. They discovered through this guy. I'm not going to also, you have to read the story. He said he didn't want to publish the story because it's so unbelievable. He didn't think people would believe it. But eventually they told him you have to publish the story. There was a Yid from England who had gone into Germany to be a spy for England. He was born in Vienna or whatever. He knew German and he worked for the British army, and they sent him to Germany to be a spy. Eventually he realized there was nothing he could do there, and he ran away from being a British spy, and he joined the German army, and he became like a big macher in the SS. And he was in Auschwitz as an SS guard. And he saved this Jewish guy. And he saved untold Jews' lives. And he saved Yossi Wallis' grandfather's life by beating him to within a sprink of his life. They caught him putting on tefillin. So they were going to have a whole parade. They were going to hang him and whatever, yeah? And this guy, Blondes, in there, this SS guy, whatever, said, hanging him's too good for him. He needs a good beating before we hang him. And Imamish beat him and threw him away like as if he was dead, but he was still alive. He saved his life. They started researching this, and they found hundreds of cases of people's lives that he'd saved like this. And eventually this guy made it to Israel and never told his story because he didn't want the British to catch him for being a deserter. Because he deserted the British army. But you have to read the story. It's incredible. I mean, that story alone. The other stories are, they're nice, whatever, about his stories and who he was. He was in a bike gang, whatever. He tells all these stories about before he became a Baal Tshuva. But his grandstory, this yid in the camps, they found there was a journalist who researched the whole thing, and she eventually came to him because she found out about his grandfather, whatever. You have to read the story. It's about spiritually. How this guy mamash risked his life day in and day out to save Yidden's lives while he was a Nazi guard. You know? And then he came to his own, hid away because he didn't want anybody. He thought he would get arrested for being a Nazi and whatever, and be a deserter from the British Army. I mean, he's a Yid who was saving Jews' lives. And you never said the story. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not making this up. I'm not delusionary. It's in this book called The Credible. David Chesney has a copy. He just held it up in front of his camera. So if you want to borrow it. Fine. Okay. So this is the story, whatever. Okay. So, that's the story with the tefillin. Yossi Wallace's father. But he said he never told the story for years and years and years because it's such a not normal story that people just laugh at you and say, there's a holoi choliot. When this journalist who'd been studying it, he met her somehow, also miraculously, he met her, and they started putting their stories together, and they suddenly realized there's a pattern here, something going on here. Who's this guy? And they eventually found him. They found this old man, and Nafinami, that's what he was doing. He'd infiltrated into the SS. He was a Jew, and he got very high ranking in the SS and used that ability to save unbelievable hundreds of people's lives he saved. You got a kash on halacha there. Can you beat somebody to within an inch of his life in order to save his life? That's an interesting shala. That you can. I'll leave that to the halachists to clear. No, it's an interesting shala. Are you allowed to do that? But some of the guy afterwards would say thank you. No, you saved his life. Anyway, whatever. Tov. Yeah. Okay, these are all interesting shalas. I just switched off Zoom. I think. Yeah. What did I do now? Just 1 second. Sorry, I kind of switched off Zoom by mistake. Okay, fine. So these are, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael has lots of stories like this. We've been through a lot and been through unbelievable nisoinus and tests. And you see, Klal Yisrael, you didn't bounce back. Sipurim eilu void rabbi macherim. These stories and many others, mamchishim umavirim es utzma sakeshev adveikus shigiltu umagale b'kol dor hakale b'yachsim elachosen. These stories and many, 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 many buckets of ink, seas of ink have been spilled writing stories and all the untold stories of great Jews, heroes that we don't even know about, where you see the color dedicating herself totally under the worst circumstances to the chosen. She's sitting and waiting for him. He's gone away. Like a woman whose husband's gone overseas, you know, she waved goodbye to the boat and the boat sort of rolled off into the sunset. And there she is sitting on the beach, you know, with a thermos of coffee and a little lantern waiting for him to come back. That's Klal Yisrael, waiting for Hashem. Namtzinu lamdin shekesha ave ben Am Yisrael ubein Hashem Yisbarach ukesha she'ein lanu bo asoga v'tfisa. This relationship of love that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't grasp, but it's unbelievable. Gevur me'al gevur mamash, transcendent above transcendent. Keshidi oimed v'sholes atzmoy, mi ani? Go back all the way to the beginning, right at the beginning of the Sefer, we asked, mi ani? You know who you are? Tshuvehi gevur yoisa. The answer is one, mom is transcendental. Ani rayosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Hashem's wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh kivriyochol dira betachtoinim. Hashem has a dwelling place in the lower world, so to speak. Ubeyadeinu zu ani rayosi. Ubedira zu ani rayosi ani kalosi. In this dira betachtoinim, I am kivriyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spouse. Tachnis abriya kulu lo tuchu letzese lo poel be'elada. The purpose of the bria can't be fulfilled without me. Al Adam Lachshoiv, Yitochen Amnam She'eneni Chai Al Pi Metziyazu. Quite possible I'm not living with this reality terribly actualized in my life. Ach Ein Zeh Meshaneh Ta Metziyus Amitis. That doesn't change the Metziyus. The Metziyus is the Metziyus even if you're not living with it. Sha'uvdus Hayisi Kale Hi Metziyus Mamash. This fact that I am the Kale, the spouse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way as I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only child, that's a metzias that can't be changed, whether you buy into it or not. That's the reality. Kasher kol adam yovin emes noy rezu kani kviyochol b'noy yechidi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam kalosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew chaps this unbelievable reality that he is bnei b'chayri Yisrael, and it is also kalosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gam yovin sheyesh lo tafkid miyuchad bo'olam. Then you understand you got a very choshev job. Tafkid she'isa lo yuchol lebatzer shum nivra acha. No one else can do this job, only you. Al adam lachshoiv yeshin dekud v'tafkid shebishvilom nivrosi ubo ani yochid bolomi. V'nekuda zu hi cheder yichud kviyochol. We have to stop there and carry on, but that's the vote. In this Nakuda, that I am Bnei Bechor Yisrael and I'm Kolos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there I have a very unique tafkid that only I can mekayim. And in that unique tafkid that I have, that unique mission in this world I have, there I have a Chayde Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll speak about that and expand that more tomorrow. Bezat Hashem. We're about what? There were Govri Yodoshal Moshe. That we have the ability to connect it, even a Kedagosh Bochu, that's Ishtek Gufoy.
Right.
No, that's now we're carrying on. We're going on. We've shown the Musag of Ishtek Gufoy. Lo hu godol mimeni velo ani godol mimeno. He's not bigger than me, I'm not bigger than him. We'll expand that later. Nachinami, aval Nachinami, as Bnei Bechor Yisrael, as Kolosos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a very unique tafkid that only I can do. And we just proved Shani Rayosi because it's Ishtek Gufoy. These stories show Ishtek Gufoy. Okay, Beseda. Just about the email that went out about the barbecue, there may be a change. I want to speak to the guys here as well. A lot of guys can't come unless it's on Sunday because the people don't work on Sunday, but they work every other day. So maybe they were going to move it to Sunday. But in the meantime, we'll let everybody know when a decision gets made. And also if the times aren't great, people should just give us some feedback and let us know what would work for them. Okay. Yeah, we're making a Sima Shas that's bigger than Daf Yomi. And we're talking about going away for 2 hours in the day. There's a 24-hour day to make a Sima. Beseder Gomor, have a good day, Rabbi Sir.